This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A new UN climate report says the world has a brief window to avoid an even deadlier climate future. CPR's Joe Wirtz.
Linda Mearns is a senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder and an editor on the report. She says the data show warming is hurting human health and even causing death, and that the harms are not being shared equally.
This effect is very much a function of age, gender, location, and socioeconomic status. And without adaptation, there would simply be higher mortality and morbidity.
The warming is already driving an uptick of droughts, floods, and heat waves. In Colorado, many of these effects are being felt statewide. Scientists say global warming could soon exceed humanity's ability to respond unless greenhouse gas emissions are reduced rapidly. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has filed a lawsuit against companies that use toxic chemicals known as PFAS. The action is against 15 manufacturers of firefighting foam that use these chemicals. The complaint argues the companies knew or should have known that their products harm the environment and human health. Colorado lawmakers are looking to save water around the state by pushing for fewer grass lawns and more artificial alternatives. CPR's Megan Riley has more.
Backers say with droughts intensifying and tensions rising between urban and rural areas over what water is left, it's time to move away from water-intensive turf landscaping. Colorado already has a number of local programs that pay property owners to replace their grass with low-water alternatives. This bill would require the Colorado Water Conservation Board to develop a statewide approach and would set aside state money for turf replacement efforts on private and public land. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.